Sweeney goes up for the layup, and he misses it. And Chase Bowles is there to put it back for the two. Bowles with 7 points tonight gives Sandusky their first points of the second half. 28-19, Upley by nine, 5.5 to play. Sweeney with a jump shot in between the elbow and the left block. No good. Rebound Morrell, and now we have a loose ball. Still no word. There's the jump ball signal, and it favors Sandusky. Upley got the ball to start the second half. Bodies lying all over the place. They finally pull out the big rig to bring up Morrell, and Sandusky 90 feet from their own hoop.
That's a big stop by Sandusky because Upley could just go ahead and blow them right out of the court pretty soon.
Gage Frank bringing it up the court right to left across the radio, favoring to his right side, down to Dreyer in the right corner. Into Oki going to work in the block, and it's tipped by Morrell. And Lisewski brings in the rebound, puts up the layup, and this one goes all the way over and out of bounds. Upley ball. 5:03 left in the third, 28-19, Upley by nine. Pretty quiet crowd tonight here. It is Lent. As Morrell takes the jump shot from the right elbow, this one's no good. Rebound Bolas for Sandusky. He drives on coast to coast, goes up for the layup, and this one's good. Chase Bowles went 90 feet with the ball in that one, one to his left side, and put it up with a little bit of a finger roll, and brings Sandusky within 7, 28-21. Bolas with 9 points on the night. 4.5 to play, Sweeney with the ball, now Kavoski at the top. He drives down the lane, goes up for the layup, gets a little push, no call, and rebound Sandusky Ogie. Here comes Bolas, now handling the ball operating duties. Kicks it over to a wide-open Dreyer, the right block, and he's actually blocked by Kavoski. Kavoski, perhaps one of the shortest people on the court, blocks the much taller Dreyer and knocks it out of bounds. Sandusky ball underneath their own hoop on the left side of your radio.
Bullis is playing his heart out. That was a nice feed. He's trying to do everything for him.
Gage Frank for the three from the right corner, no good. Still loose and out of bounds, Upley ball. Chase Bowles pretty much single-handedly keeping Sandusky in this game. Gage Frank, the typical point guard, has kind of gone quiet here 4 minutes through the second half. And Bowles actually has all 4 points for Sandusky in the second half. 28-21, Upley by seven, 4 minutes to go in the third. Sweeney all the way around the perimeter, now in the right corner, being guarded by Lisewski. Still has the ball and resets the offense at the top. Over to Kamoski, left wing. He's back at the top, being guarded by Frank. Now to Nick Sweeney, trying to get the ball. Feeds it into Morrell at the right block. Double team coming. He chucks it up. And he cut up his feet a little bit there and traveled. Morrell hops up. He looks to be okay. A little after a stinger, and it's Sandusky ball out of bounds. Lisewski will be passing this one into Frank. Out there for Sandusky right now, we have Lisewski, Frank, Bullis, Dreyer, and Oki. For Ubley, Sweeney guarding the ball right now over to into the Oki. Kicks it back out to Dreyer. I'll get back to the Ubley starting lineup currently in a bit. Over to Frank, over to Lisewski, back up to Frank, top of the key. Back over to Lisewski. Feeds it into Oki against Morrell. Goes for the right-hand hook. This one's no good. And rebound to Bolas. He goes with a fadeaway jump shot. This one hits nothing but air. And rebound right and into the hands of Morrell and into the hands of Sweeney. Now we have a push on the side. And this will be the first foul in the second half. Goes against Sandusky. And the foul is against number 20, Gage Frank. That is first. Two substitutions for Sandusky. It's number 23, Tyler Wedge. And 22, Bobby Rich. He replaces Dreyer, and the other replaces Lisewski. Out there for Ubley, Sweeney with the ball over to Jeff Wright. Also out there, Morrell. Gabe Messing with the ball in the right corner, and then Morrell, of course, and Kamoski. Gabe Messing drives right down the baseline, goes over the shot, rejected by the bottom of the backboard, and rebound Oki for Sandusky. Ubley still leads by 7, 28-21, 2:45 left in the third. Gage Frank with the ball, dribbles it back out, being guarded by Sweeney. Looks like Ubley is a little bit of a matchup 2-3 zone. And back to Frank, top of the key, drives into the lane, kicks it, tries to feed it down to Oki in the post position. Bounces out of bounds, though, and it's Ubley ball out of bounds on the left side of the radio.
Gage Frank made a nice penetration move, but it was just Dalton Oki just didn't expect it.
Jeff Wright now at the point guard. They're trying to get Sweeney off the ball to hit the three-pointer. Over to Kabowski in the right wing, though. Back to Jeff Wright on the top. 2:20 left in third. Wright goes right down to the lane, and he's actually rejected by Dalton Oki. Out of bounds. Ugly ball underneath their own hoop. Substitution coming in for Sandusky as Danny Hale. And Gage Frank saunters off the court. Sweeney will be inbounding this one for Ubley. 2:15 left in the third. Sweeney feeds into Morrell at the right block, goes to work against Oki. Nice spin move. The layup off the left, off the backboard's no good. And now we have a whistle on the rebound. And they say Morrell was actually fouled in the act of shooting, even though the whistle was blown after the rebound. So the foul is against number 50, Dalton Oki, his second, team second of the half for Sandusky. And Morrell is at the line shooting two. He has 5 points in the night as the first one is good. Pushes the lead to 8, 29-21, 2:11 left in the third quarter.
This being in Sandusky, no one was really upset about that call.
Morrell makes both free throws, pushes the lead to 9, their largest of the night. Ties the largest, that's not the largest. They led by 11 at one point. Ubley has not trailed in this game at all. Start out of the game 9-0. 2 minutes left in the third quarter, and they lead by 9 still, 30-21. Over the host, Sandusky, as Wedge takes the three, hits nothing but air. Rebound by Hale. He puts up the rebound jump shot from the left block. This one's no good. Bullis gets that rebound, and he gets fouled on the way up. He's in the line for two. Fouls against number 42, Kurt Kabowski, his second for Ubley. And the first team foul for the Bearcats in the second half with a minute 47 left in the third. Bowles' first free throw bounces twice and out. No good. Substitution for Ubley. Replaces Kurt Kabowski. That's number 34, Tyler Brandel. Oki sits down as well for Sandusky. And Jared Wagster replaces him. Wagster has 2 points at the line, though. His shooting is Chase Bullis, and he makes the second one. 22-30, 8-point game. Bowles goes 1-for-2 on that trip. But Bowles has 10 points, leading Sandusky scores. Ubley by 8, 30-22, minute 35. Feeds it into Morrell inside the paint. Can't keep a handle on it, and stolen away by number 11, Danny Hale.
With 1.5 minutes to go, this is where Sandusky really has to make a move.
Tyler Wedge takes the three from the right wing. This one's no good, but Sandusky gets the offensive rebound, and Danny Hale trying to look like Kobe Bryant and LeBron James at the same time, but the only problem is both
run
of those players
want.
Travel. That's exactly what he did.
And that was on the right side, too. So they got me confused.
Minute 20 left in the third, 30-22, Ubley by 8. Sweeney against number 22 for Sandusky. Feeds over to Morrell for the layup, and this one's good. Nice-looking play there from Sweeney to Morrell. Morrell now has 9 points.
Morrell really finished really, really beautiful. That was a nice job.
1 minute left in the third, 10-point lead for the Bearcats. Danny Hale, the left elbow, now to Bullis. At the top, being guarded by Sweeney. Over to Hale. Now down to the left corner to number 22, Bobby Rich. Back out to Hale for three. This one's halfway in and out, no good. Rebound by Bobby Rich. Back to the left elbow for the jump shot from Wagster, no good. And out of bounds, last touch by a black jersey. So it'll be Sandusky ball underneath their own hoop. 40.7 seconds left in the third, 32-22, Ubley by 10. Danny Hale feeds it into Bobby Rich, into Chase Bowles at the left block, and he gets it stripped by, but he gets his back, goes up for the shot on the putback, and he's fouled, so Chase Bowles goes back to familiar territory at the free throw line. This will be his fifth and sixth attempt. He's made a 2-for-4 so far. Foul against Ubley, number 10, Nick Sweeney, his first. And team second of the half, and that free throw looked smooth. Didn't even hit the net. Bulls now with 11.
He's been quite impressive tonight. He's trying to keep this Sandusky Redskin team in this game.
And he misses the second, goes 1-for-2 on that trip. It's now a 9-point game. Ubley with the ball and the lead with 30 seconds left in the third. Sweeney against Bobby Rich, drives to the right elbow, takes the jump shot off the mark, rebound. Danny Hale for Sandusky. He tries to do the transition pass, and it's actually stolen by Kyle Rumsick. Feeds it into Sweeney for the layup from the right side. No. Rebound by Morrell. He loses it. And Bobby Rich is there to spring it in.